Call Max, too, in Marion for custom tint and detailing for your car, truck, RV, and boat. See Stacy and Stephen McKinney on South Main in Marion or call 965-7004.
Once again, Rocket football fans, it's time for your weekly podcast. So far this week, I've already had three or four phone calls, Coach Starnes, and are we not going to have podcasts this week? You know, and I tell him, we haven't really started yet. But it tells me that there's a lot of excitement about Rocket football after last week's performance in the scrimmage at home against Callaway County. Just a lot of hype around town. I haven't seen this much, and I do not know when. Everywhere I go, people are talking about the Rocket football team. Of course, you know, we have this sidebar, this small sidebar to the season. It's your last year, which I think of the farewell tour, and everybody knows that. And although it's bittersweet, I think it's a celebration of your 27 years here, and people are excited that you have a good football team for the last year. So what's on your mind right now as we get ready for Stewart County?
Well, I mean, obviously what's on my mind is preparing as much as we can for Stewart County and making sure that our kids understand, you know, what's before them this game and not on you know, this season being my last season. But Chris, we've really been excited about this group of kids, you know, since they were younger. And so they're juniors this year. So last year, a lot of them started for the first time and got experience as sophomores and performed well. You know, as you get older, another year mature, another year experience under your belt, then you should improve. And so we're excited to get this season underway and see where they are. And, you know, they've worked hard and progressed well. And I think it showed Friday at Callaway. I think it was a total shock to a lot of people. It wasn't a shock to us, but, you know, as a coach, I think that we can improve upon that. I think that we need to improve upon our technique to be better. So when we face teams that are better, then we can use that technique to our advantage. We've got kids that are excited to play this year, and I think that's the difference that I've seen in this group. They're coming together as a team earlier than teams that I've had in the past. And so I think what that says is that, you know, they're confident and comfortable in one another as a group. And we challenge them every day to be the best that they can possibly be to make us a better team. And I think that they've responded to that.
And Callaway County is a team that won 7 games last year. And their quarterback was ranked in the top 10 in West Kentucky. And, you know, it was an incredible showing. I think everybody who was there would agree that this may be the best timing, the best preseason performance I've seen in some 30 years. And, you know, I don't think I'm over-exaggerating. Sometimes I do get excited and tend to over-exaggerate things. But I don't think that's the case. And it's a testimony to that is what everyone else saw, too. And, again, a lot of excitement around town. A lot of new names this year. This being our first podcast, we're gonna talk some more about what's coming up with Stewart County. But we also want to talk about this week, the Crittenden Press, we put out our special football fall sports section. It's a lot of it's about football. We have our the depth charts in there, and sometimes that may be a little misleading. We talk about that. We always want to put something down on paper, but as you go, and we'll talk about this depth chart and some of the players and who will be key players. But I know already depth charts are made to change, aren't they?
Yeah, they change, Chris. And you know, you put them on a depth chart because they have to be on a depth chart somewhere. But, you know, in a small school, and when you have a player that's listed as second or third team sometimes, then that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be second team going into a varsity game because you have to list them somewhere. And it's sad to say, you might have to change 3 positions to get that one position filled as a backup. So, you know, it's hard, and we get that. We understand that. But we have had some kids to step up. And one thing that we believe in here and as I have always believed in is if you have to compete every day for your position, we're better as a football team. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage that, and we want that out there every day. We don't want anybody to go there thinking that their position's secure. And you hear it all the time. Well, that's my spot. Why is he taking my spot? And it's nobody's spot, and it is a position that's earned. And once you earn it, it's hard to earn that spot and earn that position. But once you do, it's harder to keep it, and that's the mentality that we have to have. And when we have that type of competition, then we're a better football team. And so we encourage that, and some of the young kids have responded, and that's why we say all the time, you know, keep working hard, respond, and compete and challenge for positions, because you're going to get recognized and coaches are going to see you. And I know it's a cliche, and I think that people think we just say that, but it's just like case in point. Riley Gobin last week at Callaway County, he impressed me so much that he's going to start on defense this week. And so he continues. And we watch you in practice. We watch you in everything that you do. And he continues, and you can see the confidence build inside of him. And he's worked as hard or harder than I've ever seen him work in practice this week, simply because we mentioned him about last week in Callaway and the way that he performed. So, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, the motivation.
And so what it's allowed us to do is it's allowed us to put another defender in there that we think that we're going to have to stop the run against Stewart County. So we look at you. We you know, impress us, show us. You know, because what he did to me was he said, Coach, I've got to be in the ball game because of the way that I played. Mm-hmm. Not by telling me, but by showing me, yeah. And that's what he did.
And on the depth chart, the preseason depth chart that we printed, he's 13.
He's 13.
And here we go. He's a starter. That's game exactly game
right.
One.
Game one starting. Yeah. And
so where you're at. You can make a move.
That's right. And depth charts are only where you know where we think that you are going to be, but make a change at any time.
And that given day, yeah.
That's what we have to do.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the offense, and then we'll get back maybe on the defense. Hunter Boone is as much a key to this offense as anybody. He's back at quarterback. Anybody that's watched us the last couple of years knows about Hunter Boone. So let's start from there. Tell us about Hunter, his favorite targets, the skill position players, and then we'll talk about the line.
Well, you know, Hunter Boone can be as good as Hunter Boone wants to be. He can be as good as anybody that's come through here at quarterback. And the thing with Hunter is that he has to understand if he reads his progression, then he throws the ball where it's supposed to be thrown. He's got an arm and he's accurate and he can throw it, and his completion percentage and interception ratio will be phenomenal. If he doesn't and he forces things, then we go south kind of quick. And he has to understand that. And that's the nature of the position. When you throw the ball, then you have to be accurate and throw the ball. As far as the favorite receivers, I mean, there's so many kids out there that I think that he can throw the ball to that has talent. One of the ones that I think that has improved a great deal from last year is Cody Belt. Cody Belt has the talent and the skill and has now been with us. He spent the entire summer, and so he's worked hard, and he's got that mentality that he wants to work and wants to get better and is very athletic. And so he's a target that we can get the ball to, and things can happen. And another one is Ethan Dawson, who's come off of his shoulder surgery. His collarbone, and he's proved that he's working his tail off, and he's a threat, so we got to get him the football. Mm-hmm. And impress me in the scrimmage, you know, up with anybody else that I put in there and that I've watched. And then you have, Brandon Lamy, who is a difference maker. Brandon Lamy has to understand the confidence issue that he has in himself. And he gets down on himself, and it's hard for him to let go if he makes a mistake. But we tell him that you have to have a short memory. You have to be able to forget that stuff because what he has to understand is he is a difference maker.
He really is.
He is a difference maker. So if he's down on himself, he's not. Mm-hmm. If he forgets it and he makes up for it the next play, I mean, then we're a better football team. You know, and then you have Mason Hunt, who's working hard. And Mason Hunt came to us. I think he was here as a freshman, left, and is back now as
been
a senior
in
Madisonville. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's in there both offense and defense, and he makes things happen. He's got to understand he's not in the system, hadn't been in the system, but this year, so he's still working on things and, you know, the sticking receiver, sticking route, so creating separation from receiver, from DBs and things like that. But, you know, and I think more importantly than that, I think that you have two running backs now that they call Storm, that is our Thunder package.
Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning. It's our Storm package. I think Gavin came up with that. But, you know, you have Devin Nesbitt that I've never seen him work as hard as he's working. I'm talking about worked hard. But I'm talking about when you take a handoff and you run 35 yards down the field full speed, that's working hard. And that's what I see. And then you take Gavin Dickerson, who just assumed run over you. I think that we have it, skill players. I think that we have experienced linemen that I don't think that we're quite where we need to be. And I'm probably more critical on the line because I coach it and I played the line. And my expectation of offensive linemen is very high. And so they don't get recognition, but, they need to make sure that that comes internally. And so they have to continue to work hard. You know, you got Adam Beavers at tackle. You got
you moved some people around up there. Devin Porter was a center last year, part-time center.
He's now left guard. Mm-hmm. And so we moved him around. And we did that because we think Devin worked his heart, you know, did a good job last year at center. But we got a guy named Brock Langston in. From Union County that's a junior this year that is a center as well. So we have the ability to have two centers in the game. And we have Joseph Estes at the right guard and then Jay Gibson at the right tackle. You know, so they have experience, and all of them played before. Brock played at Union County, started at Union County, I think as a freshman. But, we have that experience. It's just that I want them to get that mentality that they need to have to be aggressive offensive linemen in a passive offense. And I understand that. Yeah. You know, our hands are not on the ground. We're not in a three-point stance. We're standing up. And, you know, so you call it a passive offense because we have to make sure that we run our screens in order to be able to throw the ball downfield and run games. So offensively and Hunter Boone is just as accurate as anybody I've ever seen.
Sure.
You know, and he made a couple throws in the scrimmage that were big-time throws. And so we just have to make sure that we improve upon it. And we're going to face defenses that are going to take some stuff away. And then that's when we have to make sure that we do our technique, because when it doesn't go right, then we have to correct it, fix it, and make it right.
Let's flip over and do the defense. And I'll start with a guy you mentioned on the offensive line, Joe Estes. Joe, after the game, I said, Joe, you know, you had a Hall of Fame game here in preseason. We just carry that over in the next few weeks. And what a game he had. A couple of interceptions, a fumble recovery for 6 points.
Yeah.
And, well, Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, and, you know, it's ironic, Chris, because, you know, when the coaches were talking to me during the summer about our 7-on-7 that they were doing and preparing for, and they were talking about JoJo at linebacker. He hadn't played linebacker before, and so, you know, I'm thinking, JoJo at linebacker, you know? But he loves it. He does a great job. He loves it, and he's having fun doing it. Had a great scrimmage, and, you know, needs to make sure we understand that the teams that run the ball, we have to press the line of scrimmage, work downhill sometimes, and make sure we get that done. But, you know, that's an experience as well, and he hadn't played back there. So we continue to get better there, and that's with, Mitchell Joyce is the same way at the other linebacker. You know, it's learning experience for him as well. But, you know, they're tough kids. They want to work. And, you have Gavin Dickerson at middle linebacker who
– maybe one of the best
around. Can go side to side and play it and is a force in the middle. But, you know, we did change defenses this year. And what we felt like was that we went to a three-man scheme and a three-linebacker scheme. And it's simply because we want to utilize our strengths. And our strengths are the quickness up front with our defensive linemen. And if you watched the scrimmage Friday night, you were able to see that – we brought three people all night and were able to get pressure on the quarterback. And that's because the quickness of our defensive linemen, and that's Adam Beavers and Brady Burke at the nose, and the other defensive end is Sean O'Leary.
And Brady had a couple of sacks there to start the second half of the scrimmage.
Yeah, and that's what we talk about, you know, and that's what we have to have, and you have to be able to do that. But, you know, you also have which we call Rocket Backer, is a hybrid outside linebacker type. So you have Hunter Jones out there that plays that position, and we have weak safety, and the weak safety, which we call WHIP, is Brandon Lamy and Ethan Dossett that's out there as well. And then our corners are Jacob Russellburg, and we have Kyle Castiller at the other corner that we can also put Cody Belt in there as well. And then our free safety is Devin Nesbitt. So, I mean, we have
not some, a bad secondary.
Not a bad secondary. We have decent athletic ability and things like that. But, you know, they're all working hard and they're improving. And, you know, and like I said, you got Riley Goben now that shows that he wants to play defensive line and needs to work better on offense. And, you know, we've got a couple kids that can play the offensive line and I think could start. But our thing is that if the guys that we have starting there, and they're very capable of getting the job done and doing it well, that we don't have to play those kids both ways and they can come in defense and be fresh, and that's what we want.
So you want as many guys going one way as you possibly can, which is a luxury you don't have very often in small school. But this year, may see a little more of that.
Yeah, and we will. We defensive line especially. Yeah. Our offensive linemen, we have one guy right now that's going both ways.
Yeah.
And so the five guys up front really do not have to worry about defense. Now, we'll do some substitutions so some kids can get some rest and stuff like that. But that is going to be a systematic substitution for us in order for them to get some rest throughout the course of the game. Because our special teams are going to be the same way. We're going to put the best on the special teams, and we're not going to sacrifice that.
You know, somebody we haven't talked about, but you've mentioned to me several times, is Alex Tucker.
Yeah, Alex Tucker needs to continue to improve and get better and make sure he comes to practice and, you know, things like that. And he's showed us in the first day of pads, you know, that he's very capable of it. He's a load and hard to move. You know, so he's one that we've got our eye on, that needs to improve in JV and get better. But he did show us he had something to him, so mm-hmm. You know we need to make sure that happens. You know, but we got a couple other kids I think that, you know, that is capable of getting the job done, but needs to make sure that they continue to work hard and get better and improve. You know, Travis Guess is one of those kids that you know. I think he's very capable defensively. I think he's very capable as a running back offensively. He needs to understand that he needs to learn his plays in order for him to be able to get out there. So it takes some responsibility on their part as well to be able to get out there, because it's not just on us, it's on them as well. So, you know, we can't put you out there if you don't know what you're doing, where to line up, and what to do.
You know, we haven't mentioned any of these freshmen yet, but I know you think very highly of this freshman class. Braxton Winders came in and quarterback, did a great job. McAllister did a great job at running back, played some defense with the varsity team. And who else on that freshman team? I know Tyler Boone's injured right now, quad injury.
Yeah, you know, and we moved him. We moved Braxton Winders from line to quarterback. And I honestly think, and because Hunter Boone has another year at quarterback after this year, I think Braxton Winders is going to be your quarterback in the future, because I think that Hunter Jones is going to be a receiver, could possibly be a running back, because I think he's that type of kid. And it's, you know, in a small school, you have to get your athletes on the field. Yeah. And I think that it's going to have to be that position and that way in order for that to work out. But I think, you know, McAllister is one of the toughest kids, young kids that I've seen, and he could help us varsity as well. Yeah. And you know, it's just like I think that Braxton is also a linebacker, and I think that he and McAllister are probably true linebackers.
Yeah.
And they're going to help us out, and they're going to have to help us out, I think, this year. But, I mean, I think that all those kids are working hard. And as I said to the kids Friday, that I was as equally impressed with the young kids as I was the varsity, because of the way they played, the intensity, mm-hmm. the you know, there's technique issues, and that's always going to be that way, but their intensity and aggression and attitude, their enthusiasm is what we liked about them on the field.
And you got to like that depth in your football team, which you sometimes do not have.
Oh, we don't have it at all. and so as long as you can have that and you can create that as a younger group coming forward, I think that is going to help us out, you know. And I think that we've got some good linemen, that are not just freshmen, but we've got some good sophomore linemen that's working hard and getting better as well. And that's going to help us out in the long run. So the JV games are going to be very vital for us to improve, and that's very simply trying to get us better for the varsity level.
Let's talk a little bit about the first game, Stewart County. Stewart County, the Rebels, they were 3-7 last year, but they lost their key component, a running back who rushed for 2,000 yards and is the school's all-time leading rusher. And so they're coming off this 3-7 season. They've got a running back by committee. The quarterback, I watched him on film a little bit. I'll let you speak to it. It doesn't look like he throws real well. So they appear to be fairly predictable.
You know, before we get into Stewart County, let me just make sure, because I really thought of another player I need to make sure that I mentioned, and that's Xander Tabor, the young kid that ran the ball hard, made a couple moves, and I think he's going to be one that continues to improve, and you're going to see a lot out of him in the future. So we're excited for him as well. Stewart County, they are predictable based on the film that we received, and we have to understand we only received a half. They played a jamboree, and we had some film issues, exchange issues with their coach, and we're just trying to get the film. And each coach is trying to get the best for their players, and we were too. And so when we got this jamboree, they just play a half. And so we just have a half, and it's a game situation. And so what we saw on film was that that they're trying to play ball control offense. They try to play smash-mouth football. They've got some what I think are decent linemen, size linemen that can move it. They play both ways. And I think that that their running backs run hard. The quarterback, I think, can run. We saw him run one time. I think he's a tough kid, and I think their weakness is probably throwing the football. So we have to make them play behind the chains, and if they're playing in front, we're in trouble. We have to make long yardage situations. If they're getting second down and less than 6 yards or 6 yards and less, then we're in trouble. We have to win first down, put them in third and long situations, and win the football game that way. So I think it's going to be a matter of testing our will. We have a lot of kids playing both ways as well. So we play fast offensively, and we're going to have to make sure that we play fast Friday night.
We've kind of geared up for our schedule, which a lot of the teams we play are more like us offensively, and now we have to kind of shuttle backwards a little bit.
It's kind of like, what is that? What are they doing? who's old school?
It's kind of like we used to look in your early years, is like you say, ball control type offense. So you have to make some adjustments to your defense, I know, and get ready for Stewart County. And I know that's the fun part of coaching, isn't it?
You know, that's what we like. You know, we like to prepare the kids and put them in the best situation that we can. It's a chess match, and we like that game, what they're going to do. They showed us that they run a five-man front defense with a zero coverage behind it, which means it's true man coverage, and there's no center fielder, there's no safeties. I can't imagine them doing that against us. And if they do that, then there's things that we can do to have a lot of success that way. But, you know, I can't imagine that they stay in zero coverage the whole game against us the way that we throw the football. So, you know, we're going to have to look and see and make game adjustments for what they're doing. But most importantly, Chris, I mean, it's a first game. It is an opponent. We haven't played an opponent except for Friday night, last Friday. And so, you know, we just need to make sure we're excited about this year and come out fired up and have a lot of fun. And that's what we've been trying to preach. And it's easy to have fun when you have success. Mm-hmm. It's not fun when you're losing. And so we have to make sure that we have success, we get after them. You know, we strip the football, we execute offensively, we play fast, and then we get after them.
A lot of fun last week, 42-0 in the scrimmage game. A lot of people have asked me just on the street, why are we playing this team down in Tennessee? We've never played before. It's a long way. Well, it's really not that much farther than it's about like going to Fulton. Yeah. And this is a team, I know you've kind of worked on this for a few years, to play Stewart County. The communities are about the same size. It's on the opposite end of Land Between the Lakes, if you don't know where it's at. Very similar type cultures in both of the communities, I think. I grew up near there. And this is a good game for us.
Yeah, you know, Chris, it is a good game. And I've been working on trying to play at Tennessee or Tennessee schools for, you know, probably 3 or 4 years now and was able to do so. You know, I coached at Brewston, Tennessee, which is in Carroll County, and Stewart County played West Carroll. And so I'm familiar with a little bit about that football and the tradition there. And I coached at Austin Peay, so I know the area, I know them, and they take their football seriously. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to be able to play a Tennessee school in order for us to, you know, just to gauge our competition. And I like to play teams that I haven't played before, you know.
And it's hard to find teams that are close to the same size that you are. We play all the Class A teams in far west Kentucky in our district, and then, gosh, we got to go start playing 4A teams, and it's a little more difficult.
Right, and that's absolutely what happened. You know, you get we had a situation last year with McLean County that we decided not to play them again, mm-hmm. so we had to pick up we dropped them from our schedule, so we had to pick up another game. And the teams that were contacting me were McCracken County, Marshall County, Christian County, Henderson County, you know, and that's not fair to our kids. And so we simply reached out to Illinois and Tennessee schools because we wanted to put someone on our schedule that you know is competitive, and so we felt like that we could be competitive with them. And Stewart County reached out to us and said they had an opening, and we worked it out, and we're excited to play, and we're excited to go to Dover, Tennessee. Which is where Angela's mother's family's from,
yeah.
And we still have family in Dover, Tennessee, and you know, it was Angela's mother's dad's family that lives there.
A lot of connections.
So, you know, we're excited about it. It's Fort Donelson's right mm-hmm. there, and
right on the Cumberland River. You know, we can build this thing, the Battle of the Cumberland River. If it continues.
Well, I mean, we have them for 2 years, yeah. So it's a 2-year contract, yeah. And they'll come to us in 2018. So, you know, we're excited to play them. You just go straight down the trace, and the way we're going, instead of 139, we're going straight down the trace, turn left.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're in Dover, yeah. You know, so you just got to find a school from that point.
All right, Coach Starnes, I think we've took up the better part of a half hour. It's great to get back to the podcast, and we really enjoy doing this. I do. It seems like we've been doing them forever, and it is bittersweet. This is the first of our last season to do these, and we'll look forward to having some of the other coaches on as the season progresses. But
you know, and Chris, and I appreciate it, and I just need to make sure that I mention that you know, I'm excited about this year as I have been every other mm-hmm. year, and you know, I thank the coaches. That the time that they put in, you know, you have Sean Thompson, who's offensive coordinator. He's also associate head coach, and Jeremy Wheeler, who is the defensive coordinator. And I'm excited to have Gage Courtney on the staff this year. Yeah. You know, he was at Webster County, and we finally got him back here, and doing an outstanding job, and the kids absolutely love him. And you know, he was one of the best linebackers to come through here, and now he's teaching the linebackers and the running backs. And so we also need to make sure that we mention our young kids, you know, that are helping us as well. You know, we have Nick Castiller, who is helping us. He's helping us coach, and Mason Myers and Noah Dickerson. They're all out there every day, and they're helping us, and they're part of this program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can't thank them enough.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have our middle school coaches that help mm-hmm. us as well at the varsity, mm-hmm. and Brian Qualls, who's the head middle school coach, and Jared Brown, who is assistant, and then Tyler Coleman, who comes and helps us. So, you know, I mean, we're excited. We're excited for this year.
Every one of them is a Rocket alumni.
Everyone is Rocket, and I'm proud of that, you know.
That
just means I've been here a long time.
And we will talk about that as the season goes along, too. But, all right, well, we're looking forward this week at Stewart County. We'll see everybody down at Dover on Friday night.